Where is she? In here? Okay. Thank you. That's all. No one enters the room. Got it? Great. Aww. Look at you. Let's remove this tape. Oh, wow. You're pretty. You look a lot better than the pictures I've seen. The ones my private investigator took of you. Yeah. My family's been looking for you for a really long time. You're a tough cookie to find. Yeah. Aw, I'm sure you don't know what's going on. Don't worry, I'll explain. So, your family owes my family a lot of money. You guys were in trouble, so my family helped. So generous. And I'm sure you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Nor is anything in this life free. Seems as though your family's been avoiding us. So that's why you're here. For a couple of weeks now, my family's been trying to get a hold of yours, and it seems as though they're ducking our calls. They've missed a few payments. So now I guess you can say that we've had to take some extreme measures. Gosh. You look so scared. And you should be, but I can assure you, I'm not gonna hurt you. Unless you want me to. I guess you could say I'm like the black sheep of the family. Their lifestyle isn't really my thing. But it sure is fun, isn't it? I see why they like it so much. See, specifically with you, you probably don't remember, but we went to school together. This one was different. It was personal. So I figured I'd do the honors for my parents. You know, family is really, really important. I'm a very family-oriented girl. And despite me and my family's differences, I can never go against them. Mm-mm. So when I heard about everything that was going on between our families, I just thought, I know her. I could get this done. And if I'm honest, I've been wanting my dad to get me a couple of things. Like I said, black sheep, they don't really pay attention to me unless I actually do something for the family. So I figured I'd earn their respect. Gosh, I said it so quick. You wouldn't believe how quick I said, I know you. Told them everything that they needed to know, just enough for us to find you. When you went to that party last night, you got a little crazy. I'm sure you started feeling a little dizzy. Word of advice, never leave your cup unattended at a party. Especially full of people that you don't know. It was so easy. I just slipped it in and you finished it. It's quite impressive. Anyways, when I saw you, when I saw the effects taking over, I thought, oh, she needs help. So I came up to you. You know, for me, I just, once I saw the effects taking over, I couldn't help but be of service to you. I'm a girl's girl. Could never see another female just not okay at a party. I did what any other girl would do. I came up to you and I asked, are you okay? Do you need help? And you said yes. So I said, let's go to the bathroom. A few steps later, you were kind of unconscious. So I kind of just had one of my men bring you to the car. You knocked out so fast. And then we brought you here. We let you sleep for the night. Did they do anything? Oh, no. No. I'm not that kind of person. I mean, usually that's what they do. Any fresh meat, they kind of just go for it. But I told them to leave you alone and just make sure you don't go anywhere. So really, you've just been babysat for the past, what is it? 8 hours? I figured you deserve a full night's rest. Surely this is overwhelming for you. I completely understand. But here's the thing. Say I let you go. That doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, the second you leave, I'm sure you're going to tell everybody what happened. Can't have that. You might even try to run to authorities, but that would be pointless because, like I said, my family owns just about everyone with power. So that doesn't work either. And if anything, if I was to let you go, my family would be pissed. They'd be so mad at me. And I won't be able to get that car that I've been wanting. So, as you can see, leaving isn't really an option. Then again, if you stay, doesn't really look too good for you either. See, when my family is wronged, there has to be a right. Morally, it might not be right, but it's fair. Being deceitful and essentially stealing, not keeping your word, lacking integrity, those aren't really character traits of a good person, is it? No, it's not. I mean, there has to be a consequence. And I know you had nothing to do with this. It was your family, not you. But the way that this life works, it's all about sending a message. Once my family figures out you're here, they have to do what they have to do. I mean, if they let you go, which obviously isn't going to happen, and other people found out, they wouldn't take my family serious anymore. We'd be a joke. Our threats would no longer be promises. We'd be seen as weak, which makes us vulnerable. And we can't have that now, can we? Right. You get it. I think for now, I'll just have my fun with you. Here. Such smooth skin. Such a shame that you're in this predicament. I mean, it's great for me, but Such a shame that you have to be the collateral damage in all of this. Such a beautiful, soft, good little girl you are. It's really not fair to you, having to pay for your family's mistakes. I know the feeling. This is why you have to be careful. I'm gonna have so much fun with you. I am. Maybe I could keep you. You can just sit here and play dress up. Whatever I want. Your family's probably looking for you right now. And if they're smart, I'm sure that they'll reach out, have a little conversation, maybe make a deal. Until then, this is going to be your new home. Look around. I decorated this entire room just for this. When I was a little girl, I was never a fan of dolls. In a sense, I loved being able to dress them up and play with them, but I hated that they couldn't talk or move. I always wanted my own life-sized human doll. So this, it really feels like a dream come true. Can't wait to just play with you. Felix. Felix. Come move the chains off her legs. No, don't take them off. I just want you to spread her legs a little bit for me. I want to move her legs further apart. Yeah. Right there. Right there. Thanks. Have you heard anything from my parents? No? Good. Back outside. I'll be out in a minute. You look so pretty chained up. No, no, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry, sweetie. I'll wipe your tears. Just change your perspective. It's gonna be a big part of your survival in here. You just have to disassociate sometimes. Like these chains, don't think of them as something that's keeping you prisoner. Just think of them as pretty little anklets. Right? You like those. They're pretty. Just pretend, okay? Just play pretend for a second. I needed them because I didn't want you to fight back. Like I said, I know you. You have a little fight in you, right? You're gonna be just fine. Rubbing up your leg. Don't try to fight this. It's pointless. There's 6 men out there. I could easily have them come in here and do the worst. But I won't. It's just me and you. And I promise, I'll be gentle. Unless that's not what you're into. Scrolling through your social media accounts, I think that you're kind of into some of the more I have to get this. Hello? Yeah, I can do that. Yes, Father, she's here. Yes, I'm in the basement. Nothing, I was just with Felix, and I'm not giving you an excuse. Okay, I'll be right there. Okay, bye. Seems as though our time has been cut short. My family is getting suspicious, so I'll go handle them, and I will be right back. Okay? Okay. See you soon.